Welcome back, and magically we have transformed our little studio here into a festive winter wonderland. The Wollaston Garden Club is getting ready for their annual holiday greens sale. Kathy Kervels and Ann Forsman are back to tell us all about it. Happy holidays, ladies.
Oh, happy holidays.
It was Thanksgiving yesterday, and today it's Christmas.
it's Christmas.
Just blink your eyes, and here we are. And it's late.
Thanksgiving was late, and now it just seems like everybody's like, what, Christmas? But yes, it is time to think about decorating, and we really love that you will have us on and let us talk about our grain sale.
Oh, I'm happy to do it. It's a lot of fun, really.
Oh,
and I think it's something that the community should be aware of.
You know, coming
to the city all the time, so they might not know, even though you've been around for, 100 years or so?
97.
Yeah, okay.
97. I checked that out so I could tell you officially.
Okay.
Yes. But we always have a good community support. People come and stand outside before our doors open. We used to run the sale from 9 o'clock to noontime.
Yep.
We've now changed it from 9 to 11.
Yep.
Because it was already sold
out. There was just pine needles left
yes,
by noon,
we were sweeping up at 10:45. People come in and say, oh, I thought you were having something. We did.
We did. Should have been here. It was great.
Right. So we always tell people come early, and we really mean it.
Yes, yes.
We work hard. The hall is filled to the brim with things to buy. And then it's out the door, and it's on its way home to be put up in somebody else's house.
So just the particulars, again, it's Saturday, December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day this year, from 9 to 11 at the Wollaston Congregational Church. Outside, right?
No, inside.
Oh, inside.
You have to wait outside
to get inside. Okay.
Yes, no, the hall. No, everything's in the hall at the Wollaston Congregational Church.
The long-range forecast looks good.
It does.
Yeah. So we'll see.
No rain, no snow.
No, a little chilly, you know.
It is
dress
December.
Appropriately.
Yes, exactly. You dress appropriately.
But it wouldn't seem right to buy holiday wreaths in 80-degree weather, I guess.
I know people in other parts of the country do
that. Wouldn't mind at all, right?
I know. Yeah, but no.
So, Kathy, before we talk about the sale itself, let's do just a quick refresher of the Wollaston Garden Club.
This is our book. Yes. Every year we give everybody that's a member a book so they can follow along and know.
Hold that up again. So
oh, sorry. Yeah, this way?
Up.
This way?
Up.
All right.
There we go. Oh, look at that. Okay.
Yeah. And that's somebody's photograph, and then, you know, that they use. There's every year it's different, and there's tons of other pictures on the backs that members contribute, and we have 122 members this year, and that is a record high for us.
Really? Record high?
Yes. I mean, I can't really state, you know,
not from 97 years ago. Right,
I don't know, but that was more like a ladies' club back then, as we have evolved into more of an outdoor garden club thing, you know. So 122 members is really good.
Can you attribute that to anything? Do you know why?
I think a lot of people bring their friends to a meeting. We, you know, come as a guest. Anybody is free to come as a guest to most of our meetings. We try to post them in the Quincy Sun the week before so people are aware of what our topic is. And then once they come, they're like, oh, I didn't know this. You know, all these people and all talking nice plants and learning new things about their own environment. And I think they just, you know, say, oh, and it's only $30 to join. So we're for the year.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
so right. That's our membership. And I think people just find it fun, too. You know, we do. We wouldn't be doing it.
So how long have both of you been members?
I've been a member for almost 14 years.
Oh, you're just a newbie.
I am. I'm just a newbie. Yes.
How about you, Ann?
About 10.
Oh, okay.
I joined after I retired from teaching.
Yeah.
So it was like something
what do I do now,
I'd
right?
always wanted. Well, it was always something that I wanted
oh,
to
you
do.
Did?
And
okay.
I really just never felt that I had time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm a new resident to the city of Quincy. So I did not live here before that. And quite frankly, I found when I moved to this area, I found common friends that were members.
Yep.
And I came as a guest the first meeting.
All right.
And it's a welcoming environment.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some places that you walk in and you feel a little like,
you're not accepted.
They're very
into the
happy
clip,
with
right?
themselves.
Yeah.
They're not looking for new people.
Yeah.
Whereas and we don't even require you to live in Quincy.
Okay. No, we don't. We have a lot of members that don't live in Quincy, but I didn't know that. Yeah. But it is without a doubt the nicest group of people that I'm wow. just so happy
totally
to be a
second
part of.
That.
Really?
Yeah,
no, that's awful nice.
Very yeah, nice. We hear that back from new members. Yes. That's one of the reasons why they felt so at ease to become a member is because they were comfortable. Yeah. You know, somebody comes in and nobody knows you, and somebody comes over and says, "Hi, how are you?" And we put name tags on everybody, so
that
everybody
helps.
Can.
That actually does
oh,
help.
Oh, it really
yeah,
does. It does. It helps me still.
Yeah,
well, you know? Well, especially as we get new members. I mean, yes. we right. want to be able to call them by name. We want to be able to say welcome.
Right.
And it's easier yeah. if you yeah. can use their name.
Yeah.
And
make sure they have a chair. Make sure that they get introduced to somebody else before the meeting starts.
Right?
You
yeah.
know, that kind of stuff is what I would want somebody to do for me. And
right.
that's what did happen with
yeah.
me.
And then it's up to
but
the
I also,
person.
And I'm mm-hmm. going to say, I think we offer good programming. Every
oh,
year we have a committee of people that decides what our meetings are going to entail. Mm. And there usually is something for everyone. The meeting that we had last month, mm-hmm. the November meeting mm-hmm. on the third Thursday of every month.
You read my mind, Ann.
was for decorating for the holidays.
Sure.
And it's outdoor containers, and it's not necessarily all Christmas stuff.
Okay. More
so
seasonal.
It's
okay.
just
Winter.
Seasonal stuff. Yeah. You want to make it Christmassy, then add the red bow. You yeah. don't want to keep it neutral
take it away
in
after
winter.
Christmas, right?
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But we had 74 people on the nastiest, rainiest, yeah. most
Remember
miserable
rain
night
for
that
months?
We haven't
yes.
had.
That was the day it poured
Interesting.
into the night.
Yeah.
I'm thinking to myself, nobody's going to come. It's a lousy night.
Right.
74 people.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we ran out of cookies.
Wow.
Which is very rare for us. We're very food oriented also.
Okay.
But our speaker was fabulous.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we always offer an opportunity drawing for the arrangements. If we have a speaker that does a decoration.
Hands-on
thing. A hands-on
yeah.
thing, which we don't have every month, but we have a few, and this was one of
okay.
them. You might win one of those.
All right, so that was a draw probably,
it,
too.
Oh, yeah. It is
yeah,
a draw.
People are very happy, you
and
know, to take
home something. And folks obviously had it on their calendars. You know, they
and try to. And
I'm
we,
so proud of our club, though. Yeah. I mean, in addition
it
to could, those
It doesn't
things,
show, Ann.
You know what I am? So we gave away, one of our members' daughters is in a volunteer or a nurse in the school systems.
Okay.
And the schools give hats, mittens, and winter
You've
gear.
You've heard about that.
Yes.
I'm sure you have.
Yes.
So
Kathy
our
Hubley
club,
does.
Yes, yes, Kathy Hubley does that.
Mm.
So our club had an overflowing table full for that.
How nice is that?
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Prior to this, we had an overflowing table and boxes and bags of food for the interfaith.
Oh, okay.
Right.
I
yeah.
mean,
okay.
we have generous,
really nice members,
generous
yeah.
people.
Yeah, these yeah. are things you don't hear about, you know, but
no.
are so necessary
and
really are knitting yeah. the community together.
Absolutely. Yeah. All of our programs yeah. are open to public.
Mm.
All of our programs, any monies that we raise help to pay for those programs, but mm-hmm. they also pay for donations to so many charitable organizations.
And
scholarships to all three high schools that Quincy sends
a graduating
kids to.
Senior.
It's a very wonderful community source.
Three
resource.
High schools? What's the third
Norfolk
one?
Aggie.
Norfolk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, very
yeah,
good.
Because Quincy kids go there.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
so
makes
we want to include, you know, and hopefully in they're going forward into maybe environmental
well,
science.
That's,
of course,
yeah, that's our
that's
our
the hope, right?
Yeah, that's one of our stipulations that they be heading in the field.
If they're attending that school, it's a pretty good chance.
Oh, yep. especially Norfolk.
Right,
yes,
yeah.
but there are a lot of kids that are looking forward to, and there's so many disciplines in college that are connected to gardening and the environment.
And the environment,
you know?
Now.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
much
well,
more than just planting plants
absolutely.
In dirt.
Absolutely.
Right?
Sustainability yeah. is where yeah. is such an important field right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we know when you meet, third Thursday of every month.
And we do it day meeting, night meeting. We alternate.
Oh, all right.
So that there are members that still are working, so they right. can maybe not come to a day meeting, but they can come to a night meeting. So we alternate.
Okay.
Third Thursday of the month, but a day meeting, a night meeting, day meeting, you know.
So and where and when?
The third Thursday of the month at the Wallison Congregational Church in their social hall.
Okay.
And the day meeting started at 11:45,
okay.
and the night meeting started at 6:45.
Okay. All right.
So.
And how long do they typically
Depending, you know, maybe a
couple
good
hours.
2 hours, okay. Depending. Yep. You know, if it's somebody that, you know, it might run a little later, but, you know, we always feed you.
I was just going to say, the day meeting is very attuned for a lunch, and
yes,
the night meeting
do.
For a dinner.
Well, not dinner.
Or snacks.
Yeah, more desserts.
Oh,
sweets.
Okay.
And all the members make bake, and then, you know, you're always looking, oh, I love that, we made that, and getting recipes.
Oh, it becomes
and I
a
like
recipe swap event, too.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I like that kind of stuff,
yeah.
You know, so.
Fun.
Yeah, it's a really good environment.
So let's talk about the green sale. Again, it is Saturday, December 7th, 9 to 11 at the Wollaston Congregational Church. Tell me all about it. What's going to be happening?
All right, so.
We'll have like 90 wreaths.
We
like that.
Will be decorating close to 100 wreaths. Mm. The wreaths start out as a original 12-inch round, but they're much more generous than that. And then we do have some that are even bigger.
Fresh, these are all fresh.
These are all fresh
yeah, okay.
greens, and a lot of our, that's one wonderful aspect. And they are all individually decorated by designers and members that are there in the room working together. To.
So they're all unique.
Okay.
Everything
oh, no,
is.
No single
there's
theme.
There's no single theme.
Okay.
There's all one-of-a-kind items.
Okay.
In addition, we'll have some probably around 30 tabletop arrangements that are done, again, by members. We've been collecting containers and things all year.
Salt and pepper shakers.
Well, yeah, they're sort of a new addition.
Uh-huh. They,
yeah, you know, maybe you can get a little close-up of our
little
guys
family.
Here.
Yes.
Of our little family. I was going to put a little sign on them that said, come to the green sale, but we didn't think it would show up. But
little,
anyway,
yeah.
Little odds and ends.
Yeah,
I mean, they're just
then,
cute.
Now, do these folks have names? Or?
Oh, no, they're available
sell
for
them.
Adoption.
Oh. You don't
want
yeah. to get too attached.
But they're
to
sold individually, and I think that we have a there
this
are more
is
than
something
these.
That Ian does.
I do.
Herself, yeah.
I, you know,
they're adorable.
Thank
you know,
you.
And there's so many.
We
varieties.
Sold out last year,
is
so I
right?
did some more.
Yeah.
And then we will have outdoor containers.
Mm. Oh, those are good. Yeah.
And yes, and there are some that are being done as singles, some that are being done as pairs. One of the members donated a sled.
Really?
And Kathy's very talented husband Joe, who probably needs a shout out for
no,
this.
He asked specifically.
Oh, sorry.
Not shout out, but that's okay.
But anyway, so he's
we'll just keep it between us.
Sanded it and refurbished it, and it just looks ready to go. And that's
going to
get.
Kind of
he
stuff.
Loves that
that's
stuff.
Great.
We count on him for it's a lot
be
of our
a,
handiwork.
It's like a 100-year-old sled.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It is.
So that's a toboggan. That's not a sled.
No. It's a runner. It's a metal runner sled that is. It's going to look great when
the
it's done.
The old flexible flyers.
Yeah, it's similar. Okay.
Somebody will decorate it, and you know, it'll.
Oh yeah, that's
one of our designers
cool.
is going to decorate it. It's going to be perfect on the porch.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we've got several unique items like that. So, and there might be a couple of hanging things this year. Someone asked for one last year. We picked up a couple. If we can get somebody to get those made on Thursday. Thursday's our work day.
Yeah,
oh, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
We try to assemble all the greens and then have the designers come in on Thursday and
make
you know
out
there's
of it
all.
All
you know, we make sure they have all kinds of embellishments and things like that they can pick from, and some people bring in their own things they've got ideas about, and
yep.
I'm always amazed.
Is that right?
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
None of them look the same, you know, and we a group of ladies did 120 ribbons.
Wow!
So
giant
the
bows.
The bows yeah, are ready yeah. to go
that's
on
a,
the
that's
wreath.
A special talent.
It is
it
a special
really
talent.
Is.
One I do not have.
No, nor do I. So I'm glad somebody
it.
Does.
I tried it. I said no. That's not my forte.
Right.
You know, but everybody's got a talent, and in a big group like that, you find people. Oh, you're doing bows. Can I learn? Sure,
pretty
would love
soon
you to learn.
Bow
you know?
Specialists.
Yeah, we'll put you down with the bow specialists.
Yeah.
But there are. They're very, very clever.
Yes.
And they
but
make it look simple.
And if you don't want to buy something that somebody else did, you can come and buy a bag of freshly
just
pruned
greens
that we harvest from our members' gardens. A lot of our people and friends, members' gardens. And
you know, you
want to
do your own window
Cape.
Boxes
yes,
or,
yes.
Or make your own outdoor container or. Decorate your mantle yourself.
Right. Just buy
you know,
the greens.
And they
have just
very
buy a bag
popular.
Of greens.
Maybe
very
get some
popular.
Inspiration from some of the arrangements
yeah, definitely,
that are
yeah,
there,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Or talk to
and
some
I want to warn people now, it's going to be a bad year for holly berries.
Oh, really? Is that because
the
of the drought?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah, I think whatever berries there are, the birds are getting, which is what should happen.
That's really what they're for, but last year was great.
We had so many berries on the holly.
Yeah.
But it's what you get.
It's interesting. You're really susceptible to Mother Nature. Yeah.
Absolutely. Exactly.
So the same thing happened down the Cape this year with the beach plums. They did not set.
No.
So there were no beach plums.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So
jeez, that's
And that wasn't, I mean, they weren't even in a severe drought down there. It was just kind of dry.
They were one of the areas that was okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, you're forewarned.
All right.
Sorry,
so
not
we'll
a lot
the
of
fake,
holly berries.
Fake
we
holly
got a few.
Berries this year.
Yeah.
The plastic ones.
We have a lady that works the garden out here at the library.
Yes.
And she collects heather.
Lavender.
Okay. Excuse me. And put it. Then a bunch of people like to sew, make little bags, and we put three bags together of the lavender and make a little bow. And that's either a gift or it's take it home because it smells so
for
good
yourself,
every time. And they sell out every year. I think we made 80 this year.
Wow. Okay.
And they'll be gone.
Small teacher gifts. Like there will be festive Christmas mugs with small greens or like a small little hostess gift or. So we try to do a little bit of something for everybody.
And this is a major fundraiser for the club too, right?
Yes, it is.
And is it the biggest for the year, would you say?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Between that and the green sale.
Yeah.
The plant sale in the spring.
Yeah.
So, and this year we're actually, second year, is it Venmo? We're able to take Venmo checks or cash.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Because some people come in and, you know, a credit card, but so Venmo takes that, you know.
Gotcha. Okay.
It's great to have that option.
Yeah. Real quick, I wanted to ask, with the dry conditions and the drought, what should we be doing in our gardens, you know, right now to
That's a great, great, great thing. So home tip, water, if you haven't already turned off your outside hoses, before the ground is frozen, water in those shrubs and trees, you know, for as long as you can do it. They need that. They just do. So, and then there's, you don't feel like you have to get every leaf off the ground. You know, if you can, if you have a mulching mower or whatever, if you want to leave some, chopped up is great. Mm-hmm. If they're not, that's fine.
Okay.
But the animals and the birds and the insects, they need a habitat over the winter too.
Okay.
If you don't mind that your coneflower seed heads are still there or your other flower seed heads, leave them.
Okay.
The ornamental grasses that have seed pods, fabulous, leave them. Trim those in the spring. But yeah, let's be kind to our.
Yeah, a lot of people feel like they have to, you know, clean their garden.
Get it perfectly groomed.
And I suggest that clean a few that you can see from your house or your driveway.
Yeah, for aesthetic
purposes. And leave some of the ones that you don't see so often.
Yeah.
Leave all the leaves there because, like Ian said, that's the habitat that we don't realize.
Good to know.
You know, even the bunnies. Not that we love the bunnies, but that's where they'll overwinter.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, so it's important to have like that little bit of balance.
Sure.
You know?
What a great question, Joe. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for answering that. I knew I'd go to the experts and get the answer. Congratulations on a successful, I'm sure, will be a holiday green sale again this year.
Always keep our fingers crossed.
Yes.
We're always amazed when the room is all cleaned up and put back and we're like, okay, we're done.
And it is, and Kathy mentioned before, but I want to stress, be there early.
Early.
You know, we used to laugh about the running of the brides at Filene's basement, but
with our regulars,
our regulars know, and they come early, and they know where they know that those wreaths are in the rounds in the back of the room, and they are making a beeline. So if there's something that you're looking
and
for,
and they're
specific,
always and they're talking to their neighbors while they're waiting in line, because again, it's very community oriented, you know. So
happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Right back
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. All of that.